I don't think hollering was a very joyful noise. Singing is a joyful noise.
I'm sorry, here's 50 cents that you got the boot heel is plain to see. If you want New Jersey, you can have it. I'm sorry for what my people did to your people. It was a nasty job. Please note the change of attitude on the bumper of my sob. I'll do anything I can to help you now. It won't cost too much, will it? I'm sorry for what my people did to your people. How shall we bill it? I'm sorry that you feel so low now. I'm sorry. Can I go now? I'm sorry for what my people did to your people. It was no paradise, but I will make it up to you by being extra nice. We were bad for a while, but haven't we treated you much better lately? I'm sorry for what my people did to your people. Please don't hate me. Please don't hate me.
Of Waikiki, waiting for a sailor boy like you.
Lula,
rock a hula, that's me. Rocking underneath the banyan tree. Won't you share my hula, hula, hula? Lulu rock a hula, that's me. Rocking on the beach of Waikiki, waiting for a sailor boy like you. Lulu rock a hula, that's me. Rocking on the beach of Waikiki, waiting for a sailor boy like you. Waiting for a sailor boy like you.
Do the devil dance. The devil dance,
devil dance.
If you want romance,
devil dance.
Do the devil dance,
devil dance.
If you don't know how to do it, we'll show you how to do the devil dance,
devil dance.
Hey there, Scranton, what you gonna do?
Hey, they gonna do a little dance for you.
Yeah, but they can't dance.
Ah, the heck they can't. Watch you go, Daddy. Devil dance,
devil dance.
Woo! Shake your feet, honey.
Devil dance.
Ah, get with the beat.
Devil dance.
If you don't know how to do it, we'll show you how to do the devil dance.
Devil dance.
And hey there, Stroudsburg, what are you going to do?
Hey, those Stroudsburg chicks are gonna do a dance for you.
Yeah, but they can't.
listening to The Robot DJ, a copyrighted presidential evil. Because the
sounds under 64 not allowed.
Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones in the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum and our guest for tonight, the popular composer of hit songs, Francis Craig. When you hear good music, you're listening to the successful welding of sounds firmly riveted to a theme. Therefore, listen now to Spike Jones and the City Slickers welding and riveting as they play Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones saying hello for the Spotlight Review from New York. And I know you're all waiting to meet.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Welcome to our city. I'm president of the New York chapter of the Spike Jones Fan Club, and we listen to you faithfully every Friday night. We write you thousands of letters, and we think you're simply wonderful. My name is Harvey.
Oh, yes, Harvey. What's on your mind?
I have a poem about you, which I am reluctant to read unless you say okay.
All right, you have my okay.
Thank you. To Spike Jones. Looking, but I think they are sadly mistooken. Your jaws and eyebrows and on your head that red mop are like the pickle in the middle with the mustard on top. You're the favorite of this nation and its people near and far, from the rock-bound coast of Marjorie, Maine to the sunny slopes of Hedy Lamarr.
I'd like to get him a free ticket to a leaky submarine. But ladies and gentlemen, I know you're all waiting to meet the Park Avenue Hillbilly, and here she is, Dorothy Shay.
Thank you, everybody. Hello, Spike.
Gosh, Dorothy, that's a beautiful dress you have on.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Spike. I bought this dress just for you.
Well, Dorothy, how could you have bought it for me when you don't even know my size? But it's nice being back in New York, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, Spike. I like New York, but I can't stand this cold weather.
Cold weather? Why, I just never give it a thought. Up every morning at 6, run 2 miles around Central Park, 4 miles back to the hotel.
You do all that?
No, I just never give it a thought. Well, I wouldn't mind the cold back here if the cities weren't so dusty.
Well, the dust doesn't bother me.
Well, it bothers the Slickers. Every time we try to play Meet Me in St. Louis, it comes out Meet Me in Pittsburgh. I'm glad little things like that don't worry you, though, Dorothy.
Well, Spike, sometimes the little things in life are very important.
Herman ain't a banker, he ain't a movie star. Herman can't afford to buy me fur coats or a car. Herman ain't a big-time Joe, he ain't much of a spender. But Herman is considerate, so thoughtful and so tender. I'd be lost if Herman went away. So to reassure him, I just say, it's the little things you do that count.
little things, my dear.
Hey, tests. I think we're connected now. Hello, you're listening to Sounds Under 64 Not Allowed. I'm your host, Jan Turkenberg, and we're experiencing some technical difficulties of a unexpected nature. So I had to reboot my computer, and now we seem to have sound. Yes, I'm very bad at multitasking, so I'm not going to describe what I'm doing now because that would confuse me. Okay. Welcome to everybody on the chat. Let's see. Do you hear me now? please let me know. As far as I know, I am not broadcasting dead air now. It's 10 minutes past the hour, and we'll have to, improvise. Just a moment. Just stay calm. Okay.
You've been listening to the Robot DJ.
No, that's wrong.
A copyrighted service. No.
Well, that lets me out, I guess. Me, Spike, take him out, take him to dinner, take him home. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Francis Craig.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you, folks. Hi, Spike. Hi, Dorothy.
Hello, Francis.
Francis, you're a composer. Tell me how I can go about writing a song.
Well, the first thing you've got to have is an inspiration. Like a romance with a beautiful girl.
Well, that lets me out, I guess. Me, Spike, take him out, take him to dinner, take him home. Nothing ever happens, Jones.
Well, then, you just got to sit down at the piano and sit there until it comes to you.
Just sit there? I tried that.
What happened?
Calluses.
Francis, suppose you just sit down at the piano and give us a demonstration of one of your songs.
Great idea. Let's make it Beg Your Pardon. Francis Craig at the piano with Bob Lamb singing. Well, Francis, we'll be ready for a second lesson in a few minutes. Right now, here's Joe King.
When we've been going pretty steadily here at the studio, we do just what you do in your job. Actors, announcers, producers, and musicians make for that familiar red cooler and delicious, refreshing Coke. No wonder folks stop by the millions at fountains and lunchrooms, at food stores and service stations for ice-cold Coca-Cola. It seems all of us appreciate the pause that refreshes.
Once again, the spotlight turns to, excuse me. Hello.
Hello, Spike. This is Sir Frederick Gass. I'm having a sensational time riding around on the 6th Avenue elevated line.
The 6th Avenue L? Gass, they tore that down 4 years ago.
Gee, no wonder I was able to get a seat.
Oh, that Gass. I think he's lived alone and liked it. A little too long, maybe. But as I was saying, once again, the spotlight turns to Dorothy Shea. Dorothy?
Right here, Spike. Say, what was that phone call you just got?
Well, it was from Sir Frederick Gass. I don't know what to do with the guy. He's such a screwball.
Oh, I know just what you mean. Let me tell you about another gentleman who's the same way. The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults, a clumsy jaw who wouldn't know a rough summer walk. The gentleman is a dope, and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright, he doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb and never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else that's from them. She's welcome to the guy. Never understand him half as well as I. The gentleman is a dope. He isn't very smart. He's just a log you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he Yes, Dorothy, a guy like that is a problem. And while on that subject, I'm proud to introduce a young man who has become a powerful adjunct to the show. He adds more junk to the show. And here he is, Doodles Weaver is Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. That's enough. Thank you. I shall now render a fine Rudy Ballet classic, which I have selected the Weepin' Pooh song. I believe I'm in voice tonight. Definitely in voice. Rudy Maestro, if you please, the Weepin' Pooh song. To the table down in Morris, to the place where gentry dwell, to the dear old Bample Tar, a tartle bamp, a vital tamp, a skittle stamp, I'm a tramp.
No.
To the dear old Temple Bar, we walk so well, live so well, well so what? It's very popular. Sing the whoop and poop tips, sing the pip and whoop, sing the poop and whip.
Sing the pimpin' boobs. Sing those jolly good fellows who belong to that private club with a funny name assembled. And the magic of their singing cast its spell. You know, my girl's a singer, and she casts a spell over me. In fact, she bewitches me. Every time I see her, she says, I'll bewitch you in 5 minutes. We're poor little hams. We're poor little spam. We've got pretty gams. That's a new look. We're poor little lambs who have lost our way. Wrong animal. We're little black sheep. Did you hear about the mama black sheep who decided not to have any more children? She went around singing, there'll never be another you. We're little black sheep who have gone astray.
It wasn't even an animal. This eye that kept winking and blinking at me. This is driving me sane.
Wrong act.
Gentlemen, songsters off on the tea tree. A doom from here to eternity. I'll be seeing you at the Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby?
And there they go, round the third. It's winning war, but it's fun. Needs money like knife in the back of second. Senior to penis third. And it's underwear creeping up in the back.
Magnificent, Professor. Now Francis Craig, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers are ready with some good advice on how to keep warm these cold nights. With near you, close to me, and side by side.
When I hold your hand.
This is Joe King speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's really great being in New York, and your wonderful response this evening is very encouraging. Right, Dorothy?
And how? Say, Spike, why don't you take me to see a picture like Arch of Triumph and watch Charles Boyer make love to Ingrid Bergman? Maybe that would inspire you.
Well, that's a great idea. I'll take along a bag of peanuts, and first I'll hold your hand, then you'll hold my hand.
Is that any way to make love?
No, but it's a great way to make a bag of peanuts last all night.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Don't miss next Friday's Spotlight Review. Jack Smith and the Clark Sisters will be guests singing Johnny O'Shea. And you'll hear some of your favorite numbers from Spike and Dorothy. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air next Sunday on the same CBS station with Percy Faith, Jane Froman, and your host, Roger Pryor. Spike Jones and the City Slickers will visit Worcester, Boston, Springfield, and New Haven before next Friday's Spotlight Review from New York. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers, and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, and our special guest for tonight, Jack Smith. And now, Spike Jones and the City Slickers, whose music has been compared to the pipes of Pan, are ready to pick up their pipes and pans and beat out the tune after you've gone.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review from New York. A few days ago, we were in Washington, where we had the honor of appearing before the president at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. After the show, the president compared our knowledge of music to that of Deems Taylor. He said, "I deem it advisable that you all become Taylors."
Mr. Jones, you're a big man in Washington. Please ask them to put a stop to it.
Put a stop to what?
The automobile manufacturers. The papers say that they will produce 1 million new cars this year.
Well, what are you nervous about? Are you a used car dealer?
No, I'm a pedestrian.
Oh, why was I born?
Mr. Jones, there are some things even science can't answer.
It's no use. However, I'm happy to introduce the young lady you've been waiting for, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Good evening, everybody. Hey, Spike, I've been dying to hear all about your appearance at the Press Club dinner in Washington.
Oh, it was swell, Dorothy. Everything was wonderful. The only thing that bothered me was being dressed formal. I hope I never have to wear those high, stiff collars again.
Why not?
Well, every time I hiccup, my head disappears. The slickers didn't like them either, you know.
I hope the slickers behaved themselves in front of the president.
Oh, yes, they promised they would before we went out on the stage.
And did the slickers play ball?
Yes, but I wish they'd played music. Anyhow, the press correspondents were all swell guys. After the show, they sent a big bouquet of flowers to my dressing room. Luckily, I was out when the explosion occurred.
That's all right, Spike. You should be very proud, especially after having your picture taken with Margaret Truman.
I am, Dorothy. She's a charming, gracious young lady and a fine artist. She was our surprise guest artist, and boy, was I thrilled.
Well, I can't blame you. It was a real responsibility, but you certainly handled it well. But let me tell you about another guy who had to learn about another kind of responsibility.
You all must know little Johnny Doe, the carefree guy who said he wouldn't wear. Well, a cutie came along, and it didn't take her long to make him forget what he'd said. He swore by stars above he'd never fall in love, but oh, but our wedding there'll be. He didn't watch his step, and now he must accept responsibility. He met a pretty girl who set his heart awhirl, and now all her folks want to see the future son-in-law who'll soon be heading for responsibility. Instead of the corner pool room where he knew quite a thing or two, the kitchen will be his schoolroom, and he'll learn things he never knew. He doesn't know it yet, the half of what he'll get that starts with a minister's fee. They'll live like turtle doves if he's the type that loves responsibility. The days when he bent an elbow, well, his honey says, are gone for good. If you want to bend an elbow, well, you can go bend it chopping wood. He never will forget, I hope he won't regret, that stroll by the beautiful sea. She spied a handsome lot, which led to you know what? Responsibility. Responsibility.
Journey with the city slickers to the beautiful Hawaiian Islands. Tropical Polynesian paradise in the far-off Pacific. Picturesque Hawaii, where the principal industry is growing grass for hula skirts. It's fun to sit around and watch the natives rotating their crops. As the sun pulls away from the shore and the boat sinks slowly in the west, we find ourselves on the island of Lulu. Spelled backwards. Ulu. We hear the natives softly chant.
I am the
That was swell. Hawaiian music does something to me.
Me too, Dorothy. It gives me that feeling of Tahua Hawaii, Paliluau, and Aloha Nui.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it lends a little class to the show. And right here to lend some more class to the show is the popular recording artist and radio star Jack Smith.
Thank you, folks. Hi, Spike. Hello, Dorothy. You know, I've really looked forward to a return engagement with you in the Spotlight Review. You're two of my top favorites.
Really, Jack?
That's right, Dorothy. I think your voice is like honey, your southern accent's as smooth as maple syrup, and they go together like peaches and cream.
This sounds like breakfast with Brenneman.
And as for you, Spike, well, I think you're one of the finest musicians in the country.
Oh, Jack, you're just saying that now.
No, I'm not.
Well, somebody just said it.
Look, Spike, how about the three of us going to see a good show tomorrow night? A show that's got beautiful girls.
That's right up my alley.
A handsome leading man.
That's right up my alley.
And the tickets are only $10 a piece.
Set them up in the other alley.
Jack, I know you've dreamed up something special for us tonight.
Well, Spike, with St. Patrick's Day coming up, I thought it would be a good idea to offer an advance salute with Shawnee O'Shea.
Faith, and I'm agreeing with you. Jack Smith with the Clark Sisters and Shawnee O'Shea.
Who do they say has a way with the lady? Who do they plan as the man of the day? Who in his wink has the twinkle of Hades? Shawnee O, Shawnee O, Shawnee O'Shea. If he grows fonder beyond city limits, and he makes love till you shove him away, if he still spoons till the moon gets dim, it's Shawnee O, Shawnee O, Shawnee O'Shea.
Children cry, damsels cry, ladies lie, spinsters sigh for
Shawnee O'Shea.
And though he's quite a roué, they go for Shawnee O'Shea. Young and gay, old and gray, they all pray he was gay, quiet and demand.
In the city, he's the toast of it. He makes the most of it, 'cause who Crochet likes to play to the grandstand. Better beware, he's as fair as the follow. Looking his way turns a nay to a yay, making each heart want to start in to follow. Shiny, oh, shiny, oh, shiny, oh, shiny. In his blue suit, who's as cute as the dickens? Irish eyes dancing and prancing, yay. Makes your heart buzz while your blood pressure quickens. Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shay. Who's got hair that is carelessly waving? At the cup, dipped like a ship in a spray. Trousers so tight, he looks right from the Navy. Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shay. Betsy beams, Daisy dreams, Greta gleams, Sally screams for Shawnee O'Shea.
They all are carried away by Mr. Shawnee O'Shea. He annoys all the boys, he destroys all the joys,
but who can they sue? If they gave his Casanova to bring a shot of Novocaine,
would it kill all the thrill of his voodoo?
Why is each lad feeling sad when the fun's on? What's the gay blade in the shade gonna say? Who would each swain like to train all his guns on?
Shawnee, oh Shawnee, oh Shawnee.
That was a royal salute, Jack. Jack Smith will be on again in a few minutes. Right now, here's Joe King.
Have a Coke, says a friend, when you meet on the street. Ice cold Coca-Cola, says the vendor, as you sit in the grandstand. Both mean the same thing, as you know. Both are the registered trademarks of the Coca-Cola Company. Ask for either Coke or Coca-Cola, and you get quick refreshment. Buy a case or a carton, and you're ready to offer easy, welcome hospitality.
Long about now, it's time to introduce.
Hello, Mr. Jones. You remember me. I'm president of the Sky Jones Fan Club. The 465 members, we buy all your records, 946 to be exact. And we think you're really swell, and we listen to all your broadcasts. My name is Georgie.
Hello, Georgie. What's jogging in your noggin tonight?
I have evolved a poem which I was most anxious to enunciate.
Sounds like it might be revolting. Carry on, old boy.
Mercy, Bullcup. To Spike Jones, there is one wish I would like to utter. I wish you was my uncle, my mother's brother. Even though mother has got one brother, she won't mind having another. So if you be my uncle, my heart would flutter to think that you were my mother's brother's other brother.
The very thought of it makes me shudder, brother. Now Dorothy Shea is back in the spotlight with Love Is So Terrific.
Love is so terrific, such a funny feeling, makes you want to cuddle and play. Makes you sentimental, makes you kind of devil. Terrific thing. Love is so prolific, sends your heart a reeling, makes you want to giggle and sing. Makes you sigh and wonder, hits you just like thunder. Terrific thing. Life rearranges, suddenly changes, everything strange as it can be. Hazy, then you go crazy. Wow, look what it's done to me. Oh, 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 love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling, makes you hear the wedding bells ring. Melts away your collar, makes you wanna holler. Terrific thing. that changes everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Oh, wow, look what it's done to me. Oh, love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling, makes you hold the world on a string. Gets your throat so lumpy, love can make you jumpy. Ouch! I said ouch! Oh, but love is a terrific thing.
Convince me, Dorothy. Comes now a young man who spent many years here in the naked city trying to make a bare living. Did he give up? No. Just as poverty reared its ugly head, he reared his ugly head and won a quick decision. Here he is, Doodles Weaver's Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. Thank you. For my song tonight, I have selected a very tender ballad entitled Sunny Boy. I believe I'm in voice. Unequal vocally and voice are music maestro, if you please, Eddie Cliff, Sunny Boy. Climb up on my knees, Sunny Boy. Two will get you three, Sunny Boy. Pretty good odds, you know. Though you're only three, Sunny Boy, you've no way of knowing. You're pretty dumb, you know. There's no way of showing. It's a sort of a waste of time, isn't it? How mean you are to me, what you mean to me, Sunny Boy. When there are skag rides, the gray skies, I don't mind the gay skies. No, gray skies, you blink them, you bloody soys. You make me blue, boy, son. Have some fun, honey bun. Bun, that sounds like bread. Bread, bread, piped the actor, so the curtain came down with a roll. You make them blue, sunny boy. When friends forsake me, friends! Let them all forsake me. I still have you, and I'm stuck with you. You're sent from heaven, special delivery, airmail, collect. Gotta pay it, right? And I know your worth. In fact, you're about the worst thing I ever saw. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth, your father's mustache.
That mustache that kept winking and blinking at me. What was the name of it? Was it Chloe, isn't it? Evelyn, no, Paul, Silver, Freeman, Page, and Adam, Hacker, Curly, Icer. This is driving me sick.
Wrong act. Funny boy, you've got your mother's eyes, your mother's nose, your mother's smile, and your mother's face. That leaves her with a pretty blank expression, doesn't it? Well, I'm old and gray hair, just like that old gray mare.
An old gray mare, she ain't nothing to behave.
Gray mare, that's a horse.
A horse!
And there they go, around the world. Mighty Allen's alley in front. Wonderful Jolson is second. And it looks like mother-in-law is moving in again. I love you so, Sunny Boy.
Glorious, Professor. Now Jack Smith and the Clark sisters, Dorothy Shay and the Slickers, pay their respects to New York and the Great White Way with Broadway Rhythm, 42nd Street, and give my regards to Broadway.
Broadway Rhythm, it's got me, everybody down. Broadway Rhythm, it's got me, everybody down. Out on the gay white way, in each merry cafe, orchestra play, taking your breath away. With that Broadway rhythm, it's got me. Everybody sing and dance.
Broadway rhythm.
Joe King speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Thank you very much, New York, for making our stay here a wonderful experience. I hope you'll invite us back again. Right, Dorothy?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Hey, Spike, what time is our train leave for Washington?
Well, it's very simple. I got a timetable right here. Let's see, trains for Washington. It says C Schedule D.
All right, C Schedule D.
Okay. Schedule D, says C Figure 5.
Well, let's see Figure 5.
Figure 5 says C Footnote B. And what do you think Footnote B says?
What does it say?
If you've read this far, you've already missed the train. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Next Friday's Spotlight Review with the Milt Hirth Trio as guests and your favorite numbers from Spike and Dorothy. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air next Sunday on the same CBS station. Spike Jones and the City Slickers begin a two-week engagement at the National Theater in Washington this Sunday. Dorothy Shea will appear as guest on the Jack Smith Show on CBS next Thursday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And that was another episode of Spike Jones Radio. You heard Spotlight Review, 5th of March 1948 and the 15th of March 1948 with Francis Grake and Jack Smith. Coming up now, Fuji Puzzle Box with Irony Bread. I will be back on Monday with another episode of Frame Dougie Louder. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining. See you. Have a nice weekend, by the way. Bye.
You're listening to Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU.
Wait. I didn't get that. What did you say? What? Sheena's Jungle Room, okay.
WFMU.
It's Fuji Puzzle Box on Sheena's Jungle Room, a streaming service of WFMU.org, reminding you that the key to being a successful, powerful person who can ruin other people's lives to get what you want is the ability to lie quickly and easily. If you're having trouble doing it with people, start smaller. Try it with your cats. Say, you're not hungry. Or your car. Say, that alternator works now. If you practice the Fuji Puzzle Box method every day, everywhere you go, eventually you too can become the kind of person who can walk up to a stranger in the street, cut off their arm, and say, God told me to do it. We'll be right back.
Thank you.